This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, back in focus here on the DJV program. Stands for Doug, Jen, Jay, and Victoria. Jay's off this week. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The Black History Month is upon us. How did that get started? Anybody remember? Did it start after the death of Martin Luther King, or was it more recent than that? Anybody remember?
I don't know when it started.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't know.
It was around. I mean, I know it's been around because, you know, I'm a young woman, but I remember studying Black History Month in school, so it's been around a little while.
Right. Okay. Anyway, the focus here as we get started, and I think, I don't think there should be a Black History Month. I think we ought to be focused on Black history and all of the real history of our country all the time. But it seems that isn't the case. So there are a lot of people who take this pretty seriously. And in the meantime, there were a couple, I think there were about a dozen Black colleges and universities yesterday closed or canceled their classes because of bomb threats.
I think they made some arrests, actually. Five different people were arrested for that. And I just did a quick little search about the timing of this. So, this surprises me, but Negro History Week started in 1926. That was the precursor to Black History Month.
But in February? Was it in February?
I don't know when the original date was. I believe probably it was in February. That was when historian Carter Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced, the second week of February to be what they called Negro History Week, and it coincided with Abraham Lincoln's birthday and Frederick Douglass's birthday. Lincoln on the 12th, Frederick Douglass on the 14th. They had an interesting friendship, the two of them, by the way.
Yes, they did.
Brian Kilmeade has a really good book out about it, if you get a chance, and you really want to know about, like, if you want an inspiring story about two completely different people working together for good, that's a great one. And then Black History Month, 1970 is when it started officially. It was first proposed by Black educators and the Black United Students at Kent State University in February of 1969, and it took about a year for it to become officially Black History Month. So there you go.
So I'd be criticized.
Now, the United Kingdom did not start until 1987. They also celebrated
around the world, though. It's not.
Yeah, Canada started in 1995, and Ireland didn't start this celebrating until 2010.
So
there are
very few
Black people there, so.
For focusing on Don Cornelius, who was the late creator of Soul Train, one of the most popular syndicated television shows of all time. All of us, I think, at one point in time, whether it was in our rearing as or as an adult, watch Soul Train, right? Didn't everybody watch Soul Train?
I didn't watch it, but I have seen it. I mean, it was on when I was pretty young.
So I know what it is, but I have not seen it.
So now he's joined the list, the long list of men who have been accused of being inappropriate with young women. There's a woman named P.J. Mastin, who is interviewed in the A&E series about Playboy, that says that Don Cornelius was inappropriate. And so what does that mean? His son responded to the allegations. Don Cornelius was one of those guys that was friendly. What's the right word? I don't know that that's the right choice. But, I happen to have known some people who knew him. But now this accusation of assaulting a couple of women, I don't know what really to believe anymore, honestly, because the Chris Noe
thing
sent
me around. Why is it hard to believe that a guy who had that much power?
From 1972,
That's a conversation that unless you are a victim, that no one can answer that for a woman. And I know it's very easy to be on the outside. Oh, well, why'd you wait this long? Well, because a lot of people, not just women, but people bury trauma. They move on with their lives. They try to forget about it. It's for all different reasons. And now we're in an environment where we believe women, and it's a safer and hopefully more comfortable place to come forward and say, yeah, this happened to me, and I just had to suck it up and live with it, and that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just am thinking, did anybody ever accuse Hugh Hefner of that?
Well, yeah, Holly Madison.
That whole series is about now, which I think it's much easier to believe that someone in 1972 might feel like they couldn't come forward with sexual assault allegations than it is with Holly Madison's claims. Holly Madison had every opportunity to leave the Playboy Mansion. Holly Madison, and this is why I respect Kendra Wilkinson a lot. She was the other one of the girls next door. She will not speak out about it because she knows that she chose to be there. And she had a love for Hugh Hefner that I think is a little different. I'm not trying to poo-poo Holly Madison's story, but it's not like she was a slave. She was there. She was given a TV show. She made a name for herself. The only reason we know Holly Madison's name is because she chose to be Hef's girlfriend. So I don't know. I think it's really, there's a fine line. I don't want to combine those two stories because I think it's very likely that someone would be afraid to come out with a sexual allegation in 1972 against Don Cornelius. But Hugh Hefner,
I don't mind being, if you would tell me that I'm on the wrong side. I just find it, and maybe I'm just punch drunk a little bit from the Chris Noe thing because nobody's really, it's gone no place except accusations. And after, two, 3 months, there
I think
there's
going to have to be some lawsuits filed because Jen made a great point. Your friend Gloria Allred is representing one of the women.
Right.
And so she doesn't take on a case that isn't a real case.
Mm-hmm. But does it normally take this long?
It can. Look at the Harvey Weinstein stuff. That took years, like literal decades, for all of that to come forward. And he's still facing more lawsuits and being shuffled around.
How long did it take Bill Cosby? How long did that take to surface?
Well, yeah, that's another one.
Decades.
Was it? Okay, so I'm on the wrong side of this. I don't mind being on the wrong side.
Well, because you're not a guy who's ever drugged a woman, so I think it's easy for someone, like with Lewis, like when we talk about some of this stuff, he's like, I just can't believe Chris Noth, that did that. Like, a lot of good guys don't believe that there are a lot of bad guys out there.
Well, and I also, in my gut, I agree with you. You're thinking it from a perspective, I think, like if something bad happens to you, you say something so that the bad guy gets in trouble and the story goes away. Unfortunately, I think there are so many different things. There are women who come forward with allegations that aren't true. There are women that come forward with allegations that may be based in truth but are blown up to take somebody down. And then there are actual stories of abuse. And I think that's what adds to the length of time that you have to investigate through all of that. What's, I think, unfortunate is when it turns out to be like Kevin Spacey. When Kevin Spacey literally gets his name cleared and his career is kind of ruined after all of this. Chris Noth, if there is something, I think you're right, some real charges should come out of this soon because the guy has lost everything. He's lost his career. We don't know what the status of his marriage is. So you do want to see it happen quickly when someone is accused of this. But unfortunately, sometimes it takes time to build your case and to see if there's other women who have similar stories that can corroborate it, and it plays out. But in your gut, I understand why you say that, Doug, because that's in a utopia would be how it would go, right? If something bad were to happen.
Yeah. Well, in my case, it was just my charm, my magnetic personality that won women over. I mean, it was like,
and that's where
how'd you win Gloria Allred over? I'm interested in that story.
Well, she and I were just friends. We liked each other's company. I find her very interesting. I haven't talked to her for a couple of years, but I think now that you mentioned it, I think I will call her.
You want her number? I got it in my cell phone.
Yeah, okay. I had it someplace, but long gone. All right, let's talk about the president relaunching what was called the cancer moonshot. Remember that during the Obama administration? Now he's going to go back to it, something that is long overdue, frankly. Prevention, prevention, prevention. Not only with cancer, But the insurance companies don't pay for any preventative anythings. Like, wouldn't you think it would be more sensible to pay for your physical because that's preventative? So
right.
that they wouldn't have to pay a lot more money down the line to have
exactly.
you treated for heart disease, cancer, or whatever the hell else is wrong with you. That makes no sense. Am I the only one? Are we the only ones that have any common sense here?
No, I mean, some insurance companies are now, like, we have Cigna, and they're now trying to incentivize people, like, if you don't smoke, or if you exercise more, or if you wear, mm-hmm. like, a, you know, for car insurance, if they want to put one of those little monitor things in your engine to make sure that you're not, you know, an erratic accelerator or breaker, well, a lot of health insurance companies want to do the same thing and give you a Fitbit and then essentially monitor how you're doing, and some people who are in good shape and who already use a Fitbit like to connect that to Cigna or to their insurance company because you can get a lower rate if you're in good health, but it's also super invasive, so, you know, I understand some people feel like that's a good thing and other people feel like it's a bad thing. No one's putting a thing in my car to tell me that I'm, you know, speeding. Like, that's not happening.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? So it's a it's a personal choice. Mm-hmm. It just depends on, you know, how people see it differently.
So, anyway, there has been...
But it is in... My point, though, is it's all in the name of preventative medicine.
Yeah, right. The folks who are described as cancer advocates say that without a substantial infusion of money, cancer efforts like the stuff done at the National Cancer Institute can be hampered. The taxpayer money spent on this, there are all kinds of 501c3s, organizations that raise money. Look at the Cancer for Children at St. Jude's. They're always on the air raising money for that. And some of the stories just break your heart. You look at those pictures of those kids, my God. It's like, they're also, this is where, I guess, clever promotion comes in. Maybe we should use it more to help people. But the ASPCA has now some spots running. I don't know if you've seen them or not. With these dogs that need homes.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not respond to the look on some of those dogs' faces?
I have to turn the channel sometimes.
Oh, my God.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it gets to the point of how abusive some people in some situations are, and you want to rescue them all. I went to the Southern California Bulldog Association has a kennel. It was just before I got Daisy, so it would have been 3.5 years ago. Warren sent me over there, and I went in, and there were like 24 dogs. I wanted to take them all.
Yeah,
I was ready to put them all. Take them all. Some old bulldogs that nobody would want. My God, they were the most wonderful creatures you could possibly. You look at them, and they look back at you, and you want to. I cried. You can't help but cry when you look at
the
them.
The older ones, especially, have that look of like rabid on their face.
Please.
Pay attention.
Yeah. 18 after the hour. Yeah.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? What's going on? 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay's off today, but we still have lots of trending things, including Robert Kraft's reaction to Tom Brady's announcement and the fact that he wasn't first in line, apparently. Wah, wah, wah.
Or at all. He wasn't. Yeah. No one from the Patriots were mentioned at all in Brady's initial, you know, farewell. Right. So, but wasn't, like, I don't know, was it Belichick or was it Kraft who were the idiot behind the decision to let Brady leave?
Well, there was some bad blood between Brady and one of them, and I kind of thought it was Belichick, but I don't remember. But I
thought it was Kraft for some reason, but I don't know.
And maybe it was. I don't
know. No one knows, yeah.
I remember there was some bad blood, but he did thank the fans when he left Boston. When he left the Patriots, he thanked those fans. So that's why I feel like maybe he thought they were covered, or maybe he just thought saying fans didn't mean necessarily Tampa Bay. But it is odd. A lot of people have asked why he left them out intentionally.
Well, and then he added later on, yeah, thanks to, thank you, Patriots and Patriot Nation. Beyond grateful, love you all. That's what he added on.
Was it a money decision? It was the bad decision. That's pretty much, it looks, you know, like they shouldn't have done what they did. New England fans don't like it at all. But was it, I guess you were both speculating, was it Belichick? Was it Kraft? I mean, Kraft has the ultimate say in whether you're going to pay somebody $30 million or not. But certainly his, I wonder, when you look at it, what the stats look like. How much less did they take in because Brady wasn't there for at least the first season after he left? The stadium's always full, but there's got to be other things that affect the bottom line. At any rate, Brady What's the speculation? What's he going to do? He's not going to go into a booth and be an announcer. I don't think he wants to do that.
No. I don't think so. I mean, he likes hosting his radio show, and he's, you know, or co-hosting. He's got
But a guy who's 44 has got half of his life ahead of him and then some. So what is a
guy
like
this? Well, he's got two different companies.
Business?
Yeah, he's got TV12. Yeah, he's got, and then there's another company that I didn't know he started as well. So I think he's going to be pretty busy, and I don't think we're not going to see him. I can't imagine he's not going to be the face of TB12. It's a, you know, fitness and nutrition company.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I think we're still going to see him around. I don't think he's going to go into acting or anything like that, but he's good in commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they'll still have him do that.
Speaking of acting, Tom Cruise has been to visit the folks at NASA. And apparently he's been talking to Victor Glover, one of the astronauts, about space flight. So what does that lead you to believe? Is he going to join the ranks
of Shatner?
Yeah, well, he's making the movie, too, but don't you think he's interested in going up? I would think he'd want to go up and get the real feel.
Well, he will. He is. That's part of the movie. He doesn't need to get on the penis rocket with Jeff Bezos. He's actually going to be up in space.
NASA.
And while they're filming. And so he's going to be at the space station. The one thing that is being speculated is, and maybe they'll do it for the movie, but there's speculation if he's going to do a spacewalk. And if he does, he would be the first non-trained astronaut to do a spacewalk. If anyone can do it, I feel like it's Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he sat on top of the world's tallest building in Dubai?
Yeah.
And just, like literally sat there? That was not CGI. That was actually him doing that.
That's spooky, man. Can you imagine? I couldn't.
No.
I like flying, but I don't like being on the top of a ladder. And it takes a lot of courage. Good for him. All right. Good luck in outer space. 28 after.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a record number of police officers are losing their lives in this age of police reform, slain NYPD officer Wilbert Moore's sister speaks out at his funeral Wednesday on defunding the police and current policies that makes everyone less safe. Ms. Moore's comments via a translator.
¿Cuántos Jason?
How many Wilberts? How many Jasons? How many more officers have to lose their lives before this system changes? The NYPD protects us, but who protects them and who looks after their lives?
The president and the attorney general joined Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul for a gun violence strategies partnership. That meeting will be taking place after 12 noon Eastern in New York City. A major winter storm with millions of people in its path continues today. A mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow can be expected in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Airlines are expected to cancel flights today throughout the affected areas. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
President Trump was on Newsmax TV this week, saying he thinks the United States border, not Ukraine, ought to be the number one issue for America. But even on that critical clash with the Kremlin, the former president said Biden has botched things so bad, all the leverage has been given to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump says these crises around the world would not have happened under his watch.
Because it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. This was not even thinkable. And China wouldn't have happened. And you watch what's going to happen with Taiwan now. And I think that after the Olympics, it'll be a very interesting period of time. Because they see the way we withdrew from Afghanistan, the horrible way. Not the fact that we did, because I was the one that got it down to 2,000 soldiers. But we were getting out with strength and dignity and the equipment and no death. What happened is terrible, and the world watched, and they watch our borders where people are flooding into our country. We have no idea who they are, where they come from. And things are happening now that are very bad. I've never seen anything like what's happening to our country.
Former President Trump points out Putin has no respect for the current president.
Yeah. He doesn't have any respect for our leadership. He doesn't have any respect for our country anymore. They respected our country, and frankly, they respected our leader a year ago. This was not something that was ever going to happen. Supply chain was never going to happen. Many things weren't going to happen. Inflation, when you look at that, you look at the crime rate in the cities. We made better trade deals. We did a lot of good things, but nothing happened that was negative to the United States.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. The weekend was tough in Las Vegas. Those of you who may not have heard the story about the 9 people whose lives were ended and the dozens of people who are not only mourning but got hurt by this guy driving a Dodge Challenger down the main thoroughfare, Las Vegas Boulevard, at 110 miles an hour.
Jeez. Down the strip?
Down the strip.
What an idiot.
Wow. Gary Dean Robinson behind the wheel of a Dodge Challenger muscle car. He ran the light, crashed into six vehicles, and he apparently was killed himself. He killed his passenger, and he ran head-on into a Toyota that had seven people in it. The passenger list included four children, aged 5, 10, 13, and 15.
Jesus.
All killed instantly. And so when you get to, you know, the guy deserves to...
Was this a suicide mission?
Well, they're trying to dig, they're digging into his past. Apparently he had quite a criminal history in Las Vegas, in and out of court and jail, going back to 1998, six felonies, beating up a police officer, robbing a convenience store, that sort of stuff. For me, anyway, someone who should not have been out of jail. He had a record, and over again, he was sentenced to meaningless sentences, but he was a bad guy. And so the fact that he was out and he did this horrific thing, it seems purposeful. Whether he was on drugs or not remains to be seen, or at least they must know by now after doing an autopsy. But can you imagine? I mean, he'd gotten citations before for driving 100 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And so he just, the number of people apparently who are pulling this kind of a stunt in places like Las Vegas is increasing in a alarming rate. But what do you do? How do you instill in somebody the fact that you're not the most important thing in the world? I don't know. There's so many questions here that come about when you see something like this. It's so tragic. These people are dead for no good reason. None. Zero. And what about the family? You know, all the family. Never mind the people that get killed, but their families. What they must be going through is senseless, meaningless nonsense. Food for thought. Okay, here's some other food for thought. Yesterday on the American Family Farmer program, I interviewed a fellow named Del Fike, F-I-C-K-E. Go to his website, grazemaster.com, or Fike, F-I-C-K-E, cattle.com. The reason that I'm bringing this to your attention is because he started talking about something that I've been talking about for a long, long time. And what I like about it is his focus on the people that he serves. That is, the people who are buying his product, the people, this is an independently owned meat company, basically that's what it is. They're in Pleasantdale, Nebraska, near Lincoln. They have come up with, this guy and his family have come up with some amazing realities. The farmers, you know, I do this program and we're on, 100 and some odd stations with it, and the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Which it basically focuses not just on the farm, but the families and the food that's being grown and how we can counter the huge agribusinesses that are putting farmers out of business and, as he puts it, are ruining the land. Our productivity in America has gone down dramatically in the last 10, 12 years because of the continuing focus on the things Monsanto creates. And the farmers say to me, that people get angry at me, well, you don't understand, it's good for business, it's good for yields, we can grow more and make more money. Yeah, that's good for today. And that's the problem. All these big corporations only think about today and 6 months down the road, and you guys are getting sucked into it and ruining your farm. The problem of depleting resources, there has been, Victoria helps with this program, and you've done a great job coming up with a focus on what is called regenerative agriculture, which really is common sense agriculture.
It's the old way.
Exactly.
It's the old way of doing it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Before I thought it was interesting that Del, Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting that Dell, one of the reasons I was intrigued to get him onto the show is he was featured in Farmer's Footprint, which is a great organization to read up on as well. But he said when you smell, he goes, there's a difference between smelling dirt and smelling soil.
Yep.
And I thought that was so interesting because I'd never thought about that before. And he said dirt smells like dirt and soil. You can smell, you know, whether it's like the minerals in it or, you know, all the things, the nutrients that we need for our crops. If you have bad soil, you're going to grow bad crops. You know, I mean, we're not eating healthy stuff. It's why you should always eat organic versus any other kind of, you know, conventionally raised,
organic,
grown, or, you know, produce, because you're just, and the other thing, think about it too, like, in nature, organic fruits and vegetables fight off, because they don't have pesticides on them, they fight off insects and bad weather and nutrient and soils that, you know, that have been depleted. You're getting so many more, you're getting more bang for your buck when you buy organic and eat organic, because you're getting more of that nutrient. You're just, regular fruit or vegetables that look pretty and have been sprayed, they don't really have to try that hard to survive. And if you think about it, it's all living things. It's really all connected.
Yeah. Well, I decided we listen to him. I hope you'll find this. This is Del Fike. Find this very interesting and compelling as he talks about what we are trying to do to unlearn the past when it comes, the recent past when it comes to agriculture.
We're trying to do a lot of unlearning. We have been taught by people that it wasn't something that I think they, you know, really had, you know, some agenda that they were trying to do this. We've all been taught, like my father was taught in a way that, you know, after World War II, there was a lot of things that they had for making weapons and all that. And so why in the heck not just throw it into the food system? I mean, it makes perfect sense to a guy like me. So, you know, we're fighting all those things that people in their time really thought it was the best way to feed the world. In a lot of ways, we did start to feed the world. We increased yields, you know, the quality. Farm and ranch life got better, but at a huge cost.
Yeah.
And so now we're in that unlearning stage, and we've got a lot of it to do. You know, it's something that, going back to the regenerative part, I didn't know that I was much of a regenerative person other than, you know, I talked about what I thought we had to do. And Farm Journal did a story about me, and it came out, it said, meet Del Fike, the apostle of regenerative agriculture. And I'm like, man, these guys are really scraping the bottom of the bucket to do a story about me.
Mm-hmm.
But that story open up the eyes. That was in a mainstream agriculture magazine. And we had 200 plus emails that day and calls from all over the country. And it's just like, how can you help us get to that point where you guys are at? You know, I preach a lot about, we get the soil right, we change all society. We start to correct everything.
Yeah.
Families get better. Health gets better. Communities that are dwindling, you know, communities that when I was a kid in the early 70s were vibrant all across, not just Nebraska, all across the country. And, you know, I guess one of the things I want to see is some vibrancy or the rebirth of those. You know, we just have to go back. Nothing that I'm doing or people in regenerative agriculture, or organic or anything, is new. It's all been done. Cover crops were used in the early 1800s when the soil was depleted on the East Coast. You can read all kinds of stuff about, you know, it's all been done. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Now's go time.
That's Del Fike from the Fike Cattle Company in Nebraska. And what he points out there, not to rehash it, you heard what he said. We are doing, as Victoria said, the same thing that was done before. And it was before World War II and more notably before Vietnam. Think about what he said. The chemical products that were used to defoliate and kill people became the roots of the thing. Monsanto developed those chemicals to kill the vegetation and to kill people. That's a Monsanto product. And so from there, after that, they used that same technology and some of the same chemicals to start killing weeds. That's what's in Roundup. And also, when you
and
that
in our
kills
food
the
that
soil,
we eat.
And it's now in the food that we eat.
Yep.
So, and these people have been getting away with this because of their influence, their power, the money. I mean, think about the parent company, Bayer, that was the creator of the gases that was used to kill the 6 million Jews in Auschwitz. That's the company that owns Monsanto. You think these are upstanding, wonderful people and a great company? Good God. And we're letting them go willy-nilly. Well, now people are wising up to it. But what's being done by the government, the bureaucrats and the elected politicians who are supposed to be taking care of us? Instead, they're taking care of Bayer and Monsanto and ChemChina and Dow and DuPont that are making all of these things that we use to kill people. Now they use the stuff to kill weeds, and you use it around your house in Roundup to kill the weeds in your flower bed and maybe your little garden. You got to be nuts to do this. And it's like I'm crying in the wilderness here, and I'm cast aside by the farm advertisers. When I went to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, I was an outcast because I'm... You know, well, I was.
You part the crowd
well,
like Moses parted the sea?
Yeah.
Because you're not a big, like, agri guy, or why?
No, because I don't want to use, I preach, if that's what you want to call it, all
that's
the
what
time.
I mean.
Tell the story about what, I can't stand John Deere and what they're doing. Yesterday, I think we talked here, I know we did on the Ag Show, about John Deere and what they have done, their influence in getting tractors built that you can't repair. So Biden, to his credit, and his people are trying to get this right to repair thing fixed the right way, but farmers are buying old tractors because they don't want this new junk. If you got a lot of money and you're running a big farm, you can go buy it. If you don't have to drive the tractor, you're buying it for somebody else. What do you care? But if you're a family farmer and you're trying to run a farm and your tractor breaks down because there's a chip that doesn't work in it, and you can't work on it because John Deere won't tell you or won't let you know how to fix it, so you have to hire their guys at $90 an hour, it's a big problem for farming. And it ends up being a big problem for all of us. So I'm happy. I was very happy to meet that guy. And I should probably bring some more of that stuff on this program as we have those conversations. 47 past the hour.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you with the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three past the hour for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to visit with us. His questions for Doc, well, not his questions, are my questions, our questions, your questions that you can send along to us at our social media at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show. Dr. Ken's an important part of all of the broadcasting that I do and has been for many years. Let's find out about what happens to our bodies when you inject fat cells. Apparently there are people who have plantar fasciitis. Where does that, maybe you should tell us what that is and where it works. Isn't that related to the foot?
Right. Heel pain is one of the most common reasons why people go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And the most common cause is this plantar fasciitis, as you were suggesting. And kind of exciting, published this week in Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, is a new treatment idea for this where you take, unfortunately, most of us who have plantar fasciitis, because obesity doesn't help, have extra fat somewhere in the body, the love handles, the lower abs, on the legs. And what these clever plastic surgeons have done, they've taken fat cells from the areas of our body where there's just too much of it, and they've injected it after obviously anesthetizing the patient, and they've injected the fat into the heel, and they see remarkable improvement. And this looks like it may become an option. And I'm sure there's people listening because this is such a common problem, plantar fasciitis. If you have not had a successful treatment, talk to your foot doctor or plastic surgeon about this up-and-coming procedure of injecting fat cells.
But you can't do it yet because I have, you know, I've had ankle issues for a long time and I've seen various specialists and I get homeopathic treatment and acupuncture and that kind of stuff. But this sounds like something. I wonder if, you know, I get a little extra fat here and there. Stick it.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. So remind, when I come to see you, if I haven't done it yet, let's take a closer look at that.
That's not a procedure that a cardiologist do.
No, you're not going to do it. We can talk about it.
A podiatrist, a foot doctor, or a plastic surgeon?
Yeah, it sounds right. Remember that old song, The Witch Doctor? We change it to The Foot Doctor. Yeah, we'll get the lyric line changed on that. So let's stay with this for a second, because this is interesting. The post-pandemic boom on plastic surgery, not necessarily going to your ankle, but to other places in your body, whether it's your butt or your breasts or your forehead or wherever. There were 100 board-certified dermatologists who were surveyed. 56% reported an increase in people seeking cosmetic consultations, much more than was the case before the pandemic. It's called Zoom dysmorphia. Why would it be called Zoom dysmorphia? Why would it be called dysmorphia? What does that mean?
Well, people, have you been in a Zoom conference lately?
Oh yeah.
And,
okay.
Exactly. So, you have a close up, and you have a close up of yourself and everybody else.
Yeah. Okay.
And you see yourself, and you see yourself next to everybody else.
And I like it.
And people may not have accurate observations of themselves and everybody else, and I think that's what they're referring to.
Do you know that Americans? I'm sure you know it, but does the average American know that in America, 16, almost $17 billion, $17 billion with a B, was spent on cosmetic procedures last year during the pandemic? Top five procedures focused on the face, the nose, eyelids, facelift itself, breasts, and your butt. There you go.
As much as we want to deny it, appearance is incredibly important to everybody.
So, and in tandem with that, Ken, Botox sales apparently have erupted as well, more with young patients than ever before. Younger people are getting Botox. What's the danger in that, if any?
The danger, well,
and having Botox injected into your, we only have a few seconds, but I'm just kind of curious if there is a danger in it.
Well, if you just have to do it carefully with the advice of a doctor, but, you know, you've seen some of these faces where they look paralyzed, they don't look
horrible.
Natural.
Ah. So Robert Redford, look at some of the actresses that have had it done. Yeah,
right.
Looks awful. $1 billion was spent last year on Botox alone. Unbelievable. Well, there it is. Some questions, answers, and observations from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We took five in a manner of speaking. Questions for Dr. Ken every week here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.